everyone, my name is Mehdi and welcome to my podcast.
And welcome to my first podcast episode. Today we are going to talk about school. But why school? Because it's the only subject that I don't need to prepare for it. I don't need to write script or something. Today, everyone will understand why I hate school. We will look at school from a different angle. So, let's dive in. First, I will start with my story with school. I entered primary school like every child. My parents were supporting me. They say to me like, you have to get grades and be the first in your class. So I took their advice and I was studying like normal. I was getting high grades easily. It is primary school, what do you expect? So I moved from primary to middle school. There, when my grades started dropping, they were going up and down, up and down, up and down. I remember in my third middle school year, we were studying history about Australia. Like, who cares? I don't even know enough about my country. And now I am studying about Australia. Like, oh my God. I was so upset and I went home and I asked my mother about it. She said, yeah, it is what it is. And thus I need to be patient. She said that in university, I will study what I want. Fourth middle school year. One day, I watched a video called What is School For? It is available on YouTube by Prince AA, I think. In the video, they explained how school doesn't prepare us for the future. Moving to my first high school year. It was a normal year. They gave us 2 weeks off from school. And guess what happened? After 2 weeks, they announced that COVID-19 was spreading around the world. And they had to announce a lockdown. And that was a life shift for me. There, I said to myself, nice, no school anymore. At least for the rest of the year. First day off. I realized that was an opportunity. I need to benefit from it. So I started taking some courses online. I started learning some skills, some stuff. Until one day, I said to myself, why I don't start working online? So I searched for how to make money online, how to work online. I started learning some online skills like affiliate marketing, social media management, print on demand, and so on and so forth. On my way, I found some entrepreneurs and business owners and public speakers. They were hardly against school. That's when I realized that I wasn't wrong. I was thinking straight. And let me tell you some facts about school. Let's start. School is not the go-to place to learn if you want to learn something. How? If you want to learn like a language, in school we study English, we study French, maybe you study another language. If you want really to learn the language, you can't follow just the school system. You can't rely on school. In school, you may take some vocabs, some rules and so on. But if you want really to learn the language, you need to use it frequently. You need to write a lot. You need to speak with it a lot. For example, video games, if you play online video games with others, we will meet with other people from other countries that speak different languages. So it's an opportunity for you to practice your language. Let me give you another example. School relies on memorizing and the grade system. In real life, you don't need to memorize all the dates. Just tell me, what's the benefits of memorizing things? Maybe before 300 years, they didn't have internet. They didn't have fast access to information. So they went to memorizing. But now, if you want to know something, you can just take your phone, enter Google, and search for the information you want to know. Very easy, very simple, fast, real. You got my point. But at school, nope. You need to waste your time for nothing. So you can memorize some things and forget about them after 3 months. It's the perfect education system. Second thing, school teaches you some habits. For example, you have 6 hours per day in school. First period, second period, you have some breaks and you repeat the same routine over and over again for 12 years. It's the same routine when you work for somebody else your whole life. School teaches you how to solve complicated mathematics equations. But it does not teach you how to solve your personal problem. Doesn't teach you how to treat others. Doesn't teach you how to manage your emotions. Doesn't teach you how to manage your finances. All those stuff. And many, many important things. In college or university, let's say you study a specific field for 5 years. But if you study it alone, from home, you can do it in 2 years. It's just a waste of time, a waste of money. Colleges these days cost a fortune. They are just too expensive. Like, the society has a specific mindset. You enter school, primary school, middle school, high school, you go to college or university, you study, you graduate, and you go find a job. It's like a path that every single one has to take. But it's not the only path. There are many, many other paths. There are some stuff you don't need to go to college to study. Let me give you an example. The modern professions, for example, arts, including photography, videography, design, video editing, going to social media management, advertisement, like all these things do not exist at college. Even if they do, you will not get the latest information that you can work with. It's not my saying. The leaders on social media advertisements, on photography, design, they all will tell you that college is a waste of time and money. Just try to send an email to Gary V telling him that you want to go to college to study social media advertisements. He will curse you. So, the point is, you don't always need to go to college to study something. The internet is full and full of information. And most importantly, free and updated information. If you are a good student at school, that means you are good at taking orders. You are very good. It is very important that somebody gives you an order to do it. You can't figure things by yourself. It is what it is. School tells you, no worry, we got you. We'll teach you everything you need to know. If you just do what we tell you to do, you will succeed. You will have a great job, a great future. But really, maybe sometimes, maybe, but not always. Not always. So, if you are spending 6 hours at school, that means your day starts at 2 p.m. or 5 p.m. The minute you get out of school, your day is just started. You need to go home. You need to study some very important skills. You need to study languages. You need to develop yourself. Because if you don't do that, you will be a loser. It's not like the old days. Now we have more people. We have more people that see in the facts I am just telling you right now. And they are working every day to achieve their goals. School is just a system built to get employees for companies. It's very simple. If you want to be a businessman and start a company, you don't need a diploma to do it. But if you want to work in a company, if you want to work in a major role, you need a diploma. Why? God knows. Who makes the most money? The businessman. Who learn a lot at the working journey? The businessman. You as non-employee, you go work for 6 hours. And after the 6 hours finishes, you don't give a damn about work. But the businessman, all day long, is worrying about his business, how he can develop himself, how he can develop his company. I'm not telling you that you need to be a businessman. No, it's okay to be an employee. It's okay to go to college. It's okay. But you need to take in mind that they are not giving you all what you need to know. I have some friends that are very good at school. Very good. They get very high grades. But in real life, when I met them outside of school, they are very dumb. Okay, very simple problems, they can't find a solution. They are always complaining about this and this, and school didn't do that for us, and why we do that, and I am tired from school. Man, really, nobody cares about you. Everyone is doing his job. So you either eat it and work on yourself, or you stay complaining. It's your choice. I don't know why I mentioned complaining right now, but stop complaining, please. This is my podcast, and I do whatever I want to do. I say whatever I want to say. Okay, if you didn't like it, you can leave. But please, don't leave. Stay until the end and share the episode, and then you can leave. Thank you. And you know what I hate about the students that are studying with me right now? When a teacher explains something, and one of my classmates raises his hand and says, "Teacher, will this be in the exam?" Oh my God, I get crazy. School train us for the exam day. Oh my God. So you study 6 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week for 9 months, so you can pass the exam successfully. Oh my God, nice, good job. The reality is school is simple, school is easy, like it's easy to get high grades, at least for me. You know why? Because if you have like a goal and you are seeing it very hard to achieve, but the moment you set a goal higher than the first goal, you will see the first goal easy to achieve. If you study for 6 hours and you go to home and you go sleep and you go do nothing, you are going to see that getting higher results on school is hard. But once your day starts after getting out from school, you will realize that getting good grades is easy. What you need to achieve besides that is to develop yourself out of school. What you can achieve out of school at the same time when you are studying at school. This is the real challenge. The real challenge is to get high grades and to achieve secondary goals. If you are at this point, at least in my opinion, I think that you are in the right path. Let me give you something else. School doesn't teach you the habit of self-discipline, self-learning. You rely on school to give you the information. You rely on school to set your time to study. But when you learn by yourself, you will have to spend less time on entertainment and invest it in yourself. Invest it in sport, invest it in learning a new skill, a new language, building a new habit. That's the real challenge. If you always rely on school, you will never succeed. But if you have self-discipline, you will achieve whatever you want. You know why? Because you will not stop until you get it done. I think that's enough for today's show. Thank you for listening. If you have any notes, any feedback, please reach out to me. You will find all my social media links and email in the description. Stay tuned for the next episode. Stay unique, stay safe, and peace out.